The Curse of Bear Cub's Grandmother. A long time ago, a small boy was dreaming. He was dreaming of running through the beautiful white wilderness that was his childhood home. Running and running through snow, so perfect you could hardly bear to touch it. But suddenly his legs grew tired and so heavy he could hardly move them. Something was pulling him back. What was it? And then he awoke and opened his eyes, and he was about as far from home as he could possibly be, lying in the darkness below the decks of a great ship. The boy was called Bear Cub. He belonged to a people called the Northern Wanderers, and he had not always been a slave. Only 2 weeks before, he had had miles and miles of glorious icy desert to play in, as free as the polar bears and seals that his people harpooned to eat and keep them warm. But then the Vikings came. They had surprised the wanderers by attacking while they were asleep, dragging them aboard their Viking ships and taking them away from their homeland. Since that time, Bear Cub had not had a proper meal, and worse still, for a boy full of fidgets and used to running, he hadn't taken more than a couple of steps. Bear Cub's father had been out on a hunting party when the Vikings struck, so he had not been captured.
"Please, father," Bear Cub whispered into the blackness. "Save me, father."
"Heh!" rasped the doom-filled, furious voice of Bear Cub's scary grandmother, who was lying chained beside him.
"Your father cannot rescue you, for he does not know where you are. And the gods must have forgotten us to let this happen. Vikings are vermin, every single one of them," she spat into the darkness. "I never met a good one, murderous, wicked, evil people. Oh, if I had one here, I would do such things. I could eat their livers, I really could. I am cursing this voyage and everyone aboard this ship."
"We are aboard this ship," Bear Cub pointed out. "Do not curse this voyage or you may be dooming us too."
"You do not contradict your elders and betters," cried his grandmother sternly.
It is not pleasant to be chained to a cursing grandmother.
"We are doomed already. No, the only thing left for us now is to hate and to curse."
And so Bear Cub's grandmother had all of the wanderers hating and cursing and wanting to eat people's livers, baying out their fury in the rocking darkness below the decks of the ship.
"You better watch your step up there,"
screamed Bear Cub's grandmother, howling up at the ceiling like a wolf.
"If one of you misses your footing and falls down that hatch, I'm telling you, we'll tear you apart."
Only Bear Cub was quiet. And in the blackness, no one could see the tears slowly rolling down his cheeks. Which was lucky, because wanderers have the hearts of polar bears, and they do not cry. And inside his head, he repeated over and over again,
"Please, father, please help me. Please, gods, please, please help me. Please, anybody, if you're listening, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me."